Thank you so much for the opportunity for me to speak here. And I want to start today's message with a historical event. In 1986, an explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Ripped off the roof and of a reactor and sent a plume of radioactive poison to the sky. That cloud drifted over Europe, Britain, and even as far as North America. Nearly 20,000 children developed a thyroid cancer because of that, and an estimated death toll as high as 93,000. But as deadly as that cloud was, there was even greater poison released on the ground alive. For 36 critical hours, the Soviet government covered it up. They locked down the city and cut the phone lines to contain the spread of misinformation. While firefighters and families were being exposed to fatal levels of radiation. The official message was everything's stable and everything's under control. That lie, born of pride and fear, delayed evacuations, multiplied sufferings, and turned Chernobyl into one of the worst man-made catastrophes in human history. And here's the principle that the catastrophe reveals: lies destroy. Whether on a global scale or in our quiet corners of our hearts, lies are always destructive. That's why today we're turning to the book of Proverbs to draw from God's deep well of wisdom about the power and importance of truthful words. So Proverbs 24:20-6 gives us a beautiful and surprising image to contrast with the harm of lies. It says, an honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. In other words, truth is intimate, it's loving, it's a gift, which means a lie is never just twisting facts. It's really a lack of love. A lie uses people instead of honoring them. And if we are honest, every one of us is fluent in the language of lies. Proverbs warns us the false witness pour out lies. And oh, do we pour them out in condensed ways. There are benevolent lies we cover up for a friend. No, you're fine. Really, it's all good. But what they really need is a loving, truthful confrontation, just like Prophet Nathan rebukes King David. And then there are exaggerations, husband and wives. You know this one? You always do this. You never listen. Those aren't just the exaggerations. They're weapons, and they stir up anger. And then there are word inflation. Christians can be worse than this. It's such a blessing. Lord was there. It was a miracle. Well, sometimes it really is. But when everything is a blessing and every moment is a miracle, the words lose their power. As Proverbs suggests, whoever restrains his lips is prudent. And maybe the most dangerous of them all is misleading truths. Technically, they are effectual, but twisted to deceive. The serpent deceived Eve in that way in the Garden of Eden. And here's the scariest part. When you start to get good at it, when you tell the successful lies, and nobody calls you on it, that's when the lies start whispering, everyone is fooled. Everyone's stupid, except me. I can get away with anything. But then the lie fosters pride, which leads to destruction. That's how Lucifer fell from heaven. Just as Charlie Kirk once said in an interview, when you lie, you're actually committing suicide of the soul. So what does the opposite of lying look like? The book of Proverbs calls it integrity. The word means to be one, whole, undivided. Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Now, a person of integrity isn't just putting on performance. They are not just one person at church, another person at work, then and completely different person behind wheels when someone cuts them off in traffic. With a person of integrity, what you see is what you get. So a big part of it, Proverbs says, is keeping your promises. Proverbs 20:25 warns us, it's a trap to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider one's vows. In other words, don't promise big and then think about the consequences after. Psalm 15:4 says, the righteous person is the one who keeps his oath even when it hurts, just like Abraham did. Louis Smith, the Christian writer, put this in such a beautiful way when he talked about his marriage. He said, my wife has lived with at least five different persons since we were married, and each of the five has been me. So what held them together? His vow. I am who he will be there with you. That's integrity. One self, one word, one promise, and you keep it. So how can we keep our promises? Look at Jesus, the cornerstone of all truth. To fulfill God's promise of a better covenant. As Hebrews 8:6 says, Christ came and died. He truly was the one who said, I am who will be there with you. A Christian's whole life then is based on a promise kept at great cost. Honesty isn't just the best policy. It's rooted in that every character of God. We are called to be truthful because our God is God of truth. As Proverbs 16:11 reminds us, honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. Honesty in business, in relationships, in every corner of life matters because God is truth by nature. Scripture tells us to put on the new self created to be like God. And right after that, Paul says, therefore, each of you must speak truthfully to your neighbor. Why? Because we are to be like God. We must be truthful. God cannot lie. And not only that, he also always keeps his promises. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, all of God's promises are yes in Christ. Above all, Christ himself is the perfect embodiment of truth. He declared in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the fulfillment of all wisdom. He revealed God, the ultimate truth, perfectly. There's no inconsistency in him. He always means exactly what he says, and says exactly what he means. 2 years after Chernobyl, Valery Legasov, the man who led the investigation, took his own life. On a tape he left behind, he said, every lie we tell incurs a debt to the truth. At Chernobyl, that debt was paid with human lives and immeasurable suffering. But the gospel speaks of an even greater debt, the one we owe because of our sin and deception, and it reveals an even greater truth, God's grace, which pays that debt for us. Jesus lived out the wisdom of Proverbs. He told the truth even when it caused him torture and death. Because of him, the Lamb of God, died for our sins. We are free from fear, free from protecting a fragile image, because our true identity is secure in him, the one who is truth itself. And so Jesus tells his disciples to speak every word as truthful as they, as if they had just sworn on a stack of Bibles. Tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Don't exaggerate, don't spin, don't leave out the parts that makes you look bad. For Jesus promised, the truth will set you free. Let's pray. God, Father, you are the God of truth. Forgive us our deceptive tongues and unite our divided hearts. Thank you for sending Jesus to set us free from fear and pride that makes us to lie. Lord, send us out to live lives of integrity, to speak truth in love. In our Lord Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.